98.3 WVLP LP Valparaiso.
I serve a society by rocking. I'm out there on the front lines liberating people with my music. Rocking ain't no walk in the park, lady.
Don't tell me what time it is now. Don't tell me what time it is now. I know what time it is now. I know what time it is now. It's showtime! Showtime! Showtime!
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Outside the Dial, a show that gives you all the underground music you do not, I repeat, you will not hear on those corporate radio stations. I am your guide to the outside, Pitch Shifter. Tonight on the program, we got, well, one special guest and one returning guest who's been MIA for quite some time. Mac, the face of Radio McGee, has made another appearance. He's come out of seclusion, out of hibernation, to be on the show this evening. And we have John W. Metcalf from Pack 232 out of Hammett Edison Elementary. He's in the first grade and he wants to see how a radio station is run. So we like that he picked this station and this show to do that for his Cub Scout pack. But before we do all that, I want to thank our sponsor, Mr. Mark Pitcherly, for his continued support of this radio show. If you want to support this show or any show that is on WVLP, you can do so by calling 476-9000. That is 476-9000. Visit the website at www.wvlp.org. All the information on how to become a member and or a sponsor is listed on the website. Now, when you're on the website, you'll see a Listen Now button. You no longer have to be within the city limits to listen to WVLP and Outside the Dial. Just need to be near a computer with an internet connection and speakers. What helps is click the Listen Now button. You can listen anywhere in the world. And shows are being replayed on Live 365. Speaking of listening online, just go to Live365.com. Search Outside the Dial with its fine stations that play. We're the seventh station that comes up. There's a couple stations out there trying to ride our coattails. Go to seventh station that comes up. We got about 4 or 5 weeks worth of shows and a whole bunch of other music we cannot fit on the one-hour show here on Saturday nights on WVOP. If you want to send me an email, you want to say hi to Mac the Face Radio McGee since he's been away for God knows how long, send it outsidethedial@yahoo.com. It's outsidethedial@yahoo.com. Become our friend on MySpace, myspace.com/outsidethedialradio. And Hirsch Cutlass has a blog set up for the show, outsidethedial.blogspot.com. When the big hand is down, that's when we get down as well. We get down with some Chemical Brothers, and John brought some music with him as well, so that is awesome. But right now, we'll start the show rock and rolling with some Rose Tattoo, Rock and Roll Outlaws, since we have two of them on the show this evening on WVLP on Saturday nights and Outside the Dial.
Tell me what to do. I don't need a long head.
Tattoo on Outside Dial Rock and Roll Outlaw. And speaking of rock and roll outlaws, we have, well, at least one rock and roll outlaw with us this weekend on Outside of Dial. John W. Metcalf from Pac 232 is here. And another, well, more outlaw, not a rock and roll outlaw, Mac, the face of radio. McGee is back.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, everyone, it's me.
That me is John W. Metcalf, which we're going to talk to him first because we're not talking to Mac the Face of Radio right now because,
you know. He's been on pretty long.
Yeah, he hasn't been on pretty long, John. So he could wait his turn. He could wait even longer because it's not about him. It's about you.
I understand.
So what? Not
it's
to,
all about us.
That's right. Not to set aside Mac the Face of Radio, but, you know, he'll have his
turn. Yeah, he might have his turn.
Yeah. So, John, tell us why you are joining us this week on Outside Dial. Well, first of all, the first reason I know why you're joining us is because you are a lover of the underground music, right?
Yes, I am.
I know you are. So, give us a little background on what you have to do and why you want to come out and check out the show and the station.
Well, because I've never really been in a radio station before, so I wanted to check one out. And this one is, well, a friend of mine's.
Oh, very nice. So it kind of works out. So you're in Pac 232.
Yes.
Out of Hammond.
Uh-huh.
Edison Elementary.
Mm-hmm.
So anything exciting happening in the world of Cub Scouts? I used to be a Cub Scout back in the early 80s.
Well, yes, everything has changed a little in my Cub Scout pack, but everything's been going nice.
Very nice. Any Pinewood Derbies? Because I had the fastest car in the pack when I raced my Pinewood Derby car. And want me to tell you the secret of winning the Pinewood Derby?
Sure.
All right. Well, if I tell you, then everybody's going to know. Maybe I'll tell you off the air.
Maybe you must.
Because we haven't done that yet. We still have some of the pack kids might have their pine cones yet.
Oh, they're pine cones? They're racing pine cones now instead of Pinewood Derbies. And John, Mac McGee, he's itching to get in, you know, because I just heard him call me, a moron. And, you know, that's really no way to act for somebody who's been away for such a long time and then just shows up out of the blue and expects everything to be all right.
Well, I don't want to hog the spotlight here for too long, but if you had gone through what I went through the last several months, yeah, you'd probably be a little stale about it, too.
Well, just give us a quick rundown on what happened. So enlighten us. John, I'm sorry. Just hang tight here while...
It's okay with me.
Okay. All right. We'll just hang loose and we'll listen to Mac to Face Radio McGee's excuses why he's been away for so long.
Thank you. You're so kind. Well, you are aware that I had kicked off the Mac Does America on the Road to Las Vegas tour some time back, correct?
I do remember that, and then all of a sudden you're like gone. We couldn't get a hold of you.
Well, that's because a certain person around here, who I won't mention his name, but his initials are Jackie Meacham. He gets me out somewhere and then refuses to pay to get me back.
Pay your bail. Pay your food expenses.
Right, that's irrelevant.
That is all, ladies and gentlemen. But not all for this show tonight.
Oh, all right, look. Looks like I'm going to be...
I love him already.
That's right. You know, he's taking control of this show. See, John doesn't want to see, you know, you and I fight. So he's stepping in and intervening and saying, hey, you know, it's about the rock and roll. It's about the underground music. And, you know...
Well,
it's all about the whole thing. It's okay. It's all about the radio station, the good mics, and what you have to do.
All right.
Okay, fair enough.
I think, you know, sometimes.
So how about a song there, Mr. Cub Scout guy? What do you want to grace us with tonight?
Yeah, you brought some music. There are some requests that you wanted to do. Anything you want to, you know, from Pac 232 or, you know, whatever. You know, you are running the show this evening. Mac and I, we're just, you know, we're your
spokes in a great big wheel.
That's
basically
right.
I don't really have much music with me right now.
But you have some music, and there's certain songs that you want to play.
What's the song you want to hear?
Well, any song is good for me.
Oh, all right.
Gonna have to.
This is all over the air, folks. All over the air.
All right, but before we started the show this evening, John, you want to hear some? You want to do some glam, right? You want to do some sweet, right?
Sweet music is good for me.
Sweet music is all right. And there was you brought one that. you wanted to play for your mom, right?
Cause, yes.
Because you and your mom like that song? Like
one
that
of my
song?
Friends here is going to actually sing it.
Well, he is.
I think Whoa. The boy's getting a little ahead of him. So.
Yeah. Oh, all right. We didn't know about that, but maybe we'll talk about that a little bit later on. But we'll do some sweet right now, some Wig Wham Bam. How's that? Because
oh, yeah.
All right. That's John W. Metcalf from Pack 232 out of Hammond Edison Elementary. He's in the first grade, and look at that. He's starting off with some glam rock all
The ready. Boy has good taste in music. I don't know where he gets it from.
Probably I don't know either. It's probably from my mom.
Or it's probably from listening to this show. If you want to send John an email, or Mac an email, or myself, Pitch Shifter, an email, send it outside the dial at yahoo.com. It's outside the dial at yahoo.com. Com. Hey, all right. And say hello to John and Pack 232, which would be awesome. Let's do some glam right now. Sweet. Wig, wham, bam, and outside dial at Pitch Shifter. Mac the Face of Radio, McGee, and John, me, John. W. Metcalf. Who's me?
Me. John W. Metcalf is me.
Solid.
Just try a little wig wham bam. Running bear never cared enough about a little white dove and heart and a love. So she took him to the silver stream. She told him all about what he couldn't live without and made him all weak inside when she said, wig wham bam, gonna make him my man.
This is John from Pack 232 in Hammond. You're listening to my buddies, Pitch Shifter and Mac McGee. This is Brian Adams in Summer 69 on Outside the Dial.
I got my first real six string, bought it at the five and dime. Played it till my fingers bled. Was a summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried. Yeah.
Summer of 69, Brian Adams and Outside Dial at Pitch Shifter, and Mac DeFace at Radio McGee, and our very special guest, John W. Metcalf from Pack 232 out of Hammond.
Yes, he decided to hang around a little while, doesn't have any pressing engagements, isn't that right?
Yes, it is.
All right, so you can stay around for the whole show and just listen to some rock and roll?
Yeah, that's good for me.
So when you leave WVLP and Outside the Dial this early part of the evening, what are you going to take back with you to tell the the rest of the scouts in Pack 232 about your experience?
I'll take the first disc that we ever made.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I was thinking more that you could take back the rock and roll that you were exposed to and
the
say
experience.
Well, the musical yes, rock experience. And roll is good.
All right.
Take the first disc. That's, I love this kid.
Yeah.
I do too. I like my own self.
All right. That's good.
You got to love yourself before you can love anyone else. Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think I read that somewhere.
You have to
All
look inside yourself.
All my friends like themselves like they like me.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. So, John, tell us what kind of music you listen to. This, give us a little background of the music that that you like.
Well, I like rock and roll.
All right. Nice.
Hip hop. Well, basically, I don't listen to hip hop that much, and maybe some, old music.
Oh, oldies okay. But goodies, definitely.
All right. What kind of rock and roll? When you say rock and roll, what's the first band that pops into your mind? Like, I like rock and roll. What's the first band?
Led Zeppelin.
Oh, all right. That's definitely rock and roll.
Little
Who else?
Coaching can't be a bad thing.
Little persuasion. Nothing wrong with that.
What about the swinging neck breakers?
Oh, that's my favorite.
Swinging neck breakers.
All right. What kind of song? What's your favorite song from the swinging neck breakers?
Brown-eyed girl.
Brown-eyed girl.
All right. I think my favorite song from the swinging neck breakers would be Traction. Because if I had a swinging neck break, I'd probably be in Traction.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's... Where do you come up with the name? Where do they come up with the names?
I don't know. Maybe it's from their own name.
So you mentioned Led Zeppelin earlier.
Yes, I did. And I think he might be coming right here today.
Really?
Really? Uh-huh. He's coming here, huh?
Led Zeppelin is coming here. Not only have we got John.
Man, you got a rocking show here, Pitch.
I know, man.
He's coming here. Awesome.
That's fantastic. That's all right. That's definitely.
Let me see if I can fill in some of the blanks here, Pitch. As we did, we had to do the pre-interview with Johnny's mom. So she told us a little bit of his interests. He likes Lynyrd Skynyrd, 38 Special. Those Southern rock bands. He gets that from your mom, correct?
Actually, some of the music I get from my dad.
Oh, yeah, well, Dad
but
probably
basically,
has great music, too.
I get part of my music from my mom and part of my music from my dad.
Awesome.
And
awesome.
Now you're going to get part of your music from Outside Dial with Pitch Shifter and Mac McGee.
The face of radio.
Well, it's really good to be here with Mac McGee and Pitch Shifter.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
It's all right having you here, too, buddy.
That's right. So anytime you want to come back and, bring Led Zeppelin with you again, that would be awesome.
I'd like to meet him.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
He might be running a little late today.
Oh, all right. Now here come the empty promises. He's scheduled to appear. He might be running.
He's got a lot of stuff to do first.
I understand.
Yes.
And we could probably do some Led Zeppelin. I could find some Led Zeppelin
around here.
Yeah, let's
dig some Led Zeppelin out. Let's go way back.
All right. How about, I think I got Out on the Tiles around here somewhere.
Oh,
we could do that.
Oh, right, yeah.
That'll work.
All right. So, John, have you ever heard of a band called the Blues Explosion, the John Spencer Blues Explosion?
Oh, yes, I have.
Have you now?
Well, not really, but okay, not really. I like
we
to.
Well, you're going to hear them right now, and they're going to tell you about their favorite color, which is orange. And after that, if we have some time, we'll do some Led Zeppelin, because it's getting close to the bottom of the hour, and the big hand is down. You know what we do?
What?
We get down as well, so we're going to play some Chemical Brothers. And it's a tradition that anybody who's a guest on the show, they get up and dance at the bottom of the hour.
Sweet. I can't wait to see it. Does that include me?
No, you're exempt from this.
Okay.
Does it include me?
It does include you, so you better get limbered up, stretch. We don't want anybody pulling any hammies, but, first
Put
grade.
Put your cat clothes on, baby.
first grade, those were the days where you were indestructible. You
know? Yes, yes.
You didn't have to worry about back strains and...
muscle pulls and ligament tears.
And heart attacks.
And heart attacks,
the heart attacks.
Yeah, when I was
chest
in first
pains,
grade,
back pains, broken exactly. spines.
Well, all right, there's just a list of ailments.
A plethora of...
Exactly. So we don't want anybody getting hurt. So John, make sure you you stretch before you dance to the Chemical Brothers in just a little bit. But we'll do some John Spencer Blues Explosion right now. And I know you know what the email address is, John. So if anybody wants to send you an email to the show here, or send Mac an email, or myself an email, and Hirsch Cutlass isn't with us this weekend, but if you want to send Hirsch an email as well, what's the email address that they would send it to?
Outside the Dial.
Very nice. Good, at yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com. Right on.
All right. Somebody's paying attention to this show.
Good job, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great honor being here.
Oh, well, it's a great honor having you. That's fair.
We could keep this up all day.
Yeah, I thought it would be a nice idea to keep it all day.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we only have an hour to rock and roll on Saturday nights on WVLP. So let's do some of that rock right now. Some John Spencer Blues Explosion telling us about their favorite color on Outside the Dial with Pitch Shifter.
Mac McGee, the face of radio.
And
John W. Metcalf.
From Pack 232.
In Hammond, Indiana.
Orange. I see orange. See orange. Blue. Smoke quality. I see the orange. A uniform got to boom Star Trek style. We'll be right back.
Out on the Tiles from Led Zeppelin and Outside Dial Pitch Shifter on WVLP. Mac the Face Radio McGee is here, and John W. Metcalf from Pack 232. Johnny Pack is here with us as well. And Johnny Pack made a pact that he's probably not going to be able to deliver on. He said that Led Zeppelin was coming in the studio and having trouble getting a hold of him, so I wouldn't hold our breath on that one. But I'm looking at my watch. The big hand is down, so it's time for John W. Metcalf to get down as well with some Chemical Brothers and Outside the Dial. So everybody get up and dance. Let Forever Be from the Chemical Brothers. When the big hand is down, that's when we get down as well. And Outside the Dial with Pitch Shifter, Mac the Face of Radio McGee is with us after a long hiatus, and he's out west somewhere, probably in prison.
Real funny.
That has been neither confirmed nor denied. And John W. Metcalf, Johnny Pack from Pack 232, is spending the entire hour with us because he wanted to see how, audio magic was created.
I
am thrilled to be having him in the studio with us. And I saw a couple of the ladies gazing in a little while ago. You know what, the man in the uniform, it's the saying is true.
That's true. And earlier in the show, John made some sensational accusations, not really accusations, but claims, but they... I don't think they're going to happen. He was trying to get on the phone with the reps for Led Zeppelin, and I don't think he's going to be able to come in.
He's not going to be able to come in. Turns out he got a sore throat, and now he ran out of water. He's going to try and get some more. But basically, you know how water prices are where he is. So basically, he's going to try and stay home. Get some medicine.
Okay. All right. Well, at least we got an explanation on why he's not going to be here now, and that was a very good one. It's very believable.
I can't keep this charade up any longer. His mother's going to throw a brick at us if we don't tell the truth here. If we don't let him off the hook. Johnny Pack. Led Zeppelin's a group, not a guy. Okay. Okay.
Okay. It's, all right. Yeah, it's good with me. But yeah. I did know
his mother's gonna, we'll be found in a dumpster somewhere if we don't let him off the hook on that one.
Understand? We don't want to lead the youth astray.
Absolutely right.
So
especially with a great rock band like Led Zeppelin.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Maybe next time that you're on the show here, Johnny Pack, we could get a Led Zeppelin cover band in. So maybe that might work.
That might.
Yes.
So that might work. Use your musical connections that you have, and we could work on them.
Try to get a hold of the band. I might.
And the reverse goes as well. If you are an aspiring band out there and maybe like to audition for Pitch Shifter here, hey, get in touch with them on the email. Why don't you tell us what that is there, Pitch?
It is outsidethedial@yahoo.com. That's outsidethedial@yahoo.com. .com. Johnny Pack with the backups. And we have a MySpace page as well, myspace.com/outsidethedialradio. Yeah, it's like we got our own backup group. Yeah, exactly. And he sings. Man, he's a triple threat.
Yeah.
He's a triple threat.
Do it, Johnny Pack. Holy diver.
Holy diver.
You've been out so long on the midnight sea.
Whatever he said. But I am really a good singer.
I am not. And
we just heard a little taste of that. What's your favorite song to sing, Johnny Pack? What's your favorite song to sing?
Well, my favorite song is to sing is...
Singing in the Rain.
Singing in the Rain.
Don't let this guy influence you too much, okay? Just do what comes natural, and just when you're driving in your car in first grade and you're and you're at a stoplight and you just turn that song up and you don't care who sees you singing, who hears you singing, what song would that be?
It would be By Bird.
By Bird. Who is that from? I never heard that one from.
Well, I basically don't know, but it's a good singer.
Oh, okay.
Is that one of those songs that you made up? That's one of those songs in your head?
Yeah, actually, yes. But it's a real good song.
Everything starts somewhere.
That's right.
And then, maybe, instead of being here on the show, I could be somewhere else making a script to go with the show.
Man.
I might not be here for quite some time.
Oh, well, if you're always welcome back onto this show, so... When your schedule permits, and you're more than welcome to be back
out.
The
slot opens up. Hey, come on down.
That's,
okay.
That's right. You know, just take a look at a guy sitting next to us over here, Mac the Fakes Radio McGee. He's been MIA for, you know, the
quite
better part.
Quite some time, actually.
Yeah, better part of 2009. And look, we welcome him back and with open arms. So,
Thank you. Those open arms
aren't bad open arms. They're good ones.
They're good open arms. They're good open
arms.
You
guys are so kind. That's except for that Jackie guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Mac's got a sore spot for him. But, you know,
he's got white.
He left me out there to die.
Yeah, actually.
With
yeah.
no water. So you're probably out there, same spot where Led Zeppelin's at, because the price of water is outrageous because there's none.
That's
out
right.
There. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
In the desert, you know, water's hard. Water's a difficult commodity to come by.
Unless you dig deep enough in the soil, you might find something.
Whoa, you might.
These are the kind of things you learn in the Boy Scouts.
Exactly.
Survival tactics.
And you might find, well, a surprise in the desert.
Oh.
You might find a cactus. You slice it open, you got juice.
Really? Some cactus juice?
Cactus juice.
I think Mac had his fair cactus juice back in the early
he
part of
got
the,
sick.
The 90s.
Yeah, it's shut up.
You be quiet over there.
I know. What else were we going to do? There's one thing that we were missing on, not so much on the show, but a facet of the show that we only touched on at the beginning.
I'm starting to think we are missing something.
Yeah, we are. Some class, some professionalism. I think that's what we're missing.
We're actually missing a little more of the music.
I like that.
Yeah,
I
there
like
we go.
That, yes.
Johnny Pack's like, quit gabbing and, you know, play some more rock and roll.
That's what everybody wants to hear.
You want to do a song for your mom? Because, well, not so much, you know.
A song for
your mom. It's a song that, you know.
Everyone needs to hear.
Your mom likes this particular artist, and we'll do that just in a couple of minutes. But what else do we got? How about some Wolf Mother?
Because
we're doing a little bit of show prep, and surprisingly, we did do very little show prep when
surprise, surprise,
when Mac the Face Radio McGee came on, and we brought Johnny Pack with us, and we were talking about, well, Johnny wanted to do some Halloween songs or some Halloween noises.
Yeah,
there we go.
Which,
but that didn't kind of work out good because it's not October.
Right, it's not October. So I guess we'll do some Wolf Mother since they have, you know, wolves are associated with Halloween and that. So how about some Vagabonds because that reminds me of Mac the Face of Radio.
Okay.
McGee. How's that? That's
always a kind word from my buddy Pitch Shifter.
Mac kind of sung a lot of songs, and he sold some to me for free.
He sold songs to you for free, huh?
Uh-huh. And even if he wanted me to pay, he's not that cheap.
Really?
What you
mean? You could have surprised me.
I bought you some songs.
All right.
But most of them were sung by him.
Okay.
I have nothing to say to that, so let's do some rock and roll. And Outside the Dial.
Yes, thank you.
Pitch Shifter.
And Mac McGee.
And who else we got?
John W. Metcalf.
Johnny Pack from Pack 232, Hammond, Indiana. Edison Elementary. And what grade you in?
First.
Any shout-outs you want to give? Friends back home?
Not much.
Oh, not much? Okay. Well, you
I have to say is, school rock!
Okay. Good deal. That's right. Be cool. Stay in school.
I can see you, girl.
John again, PAX 232, hanging out with my buddies, Pit Shifter and Mac McGee. This next song is for my mom, Pat Benatar, Shadows of the Night. I'm outside the dial.
That you can't hide on the inside all the pain you've ever felt. Ransom my heart, but baby, don't look back, 'cause we got nobody else. We're running with the shadows of the night, so baby, take my hand, it'll be alright. Surrender all your dreams to me. It feels like it's all moving way too fast. Use every alibi and word to deny that love ain't meant to last.
Pat Benatar, Running with the Shadows of Night on Outside the Dial. Pit Shifter and Mac, the Face Radio.
Hello McGee again, with everybody. Us.
And Johnny Pack, John W. Metcalf from Pack 232, Edison Elementary out of Hammond, in the first grade joined us this evening.
Well, yes, it's a pleasure being here.
Oh, it was a pleasure having you here, and hopefully your experience on Outside
Dial. We could do this all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, we might as well.
Oh, we might as well.
The first one, our main guy in this studio had his mic off, so his voice levels were pretty low.
Yeah, so we had to
redo this.
Good thing we figured that out before we went back on, so it was that was nice.
That would have been an interesting segment.
That would have been,
it would. Everyone wouldn't be able to hear you, but they would hear us.
That's true.
Now his level's okay.
Maybe here's what I'm thinking. Maybe Johnny Pack over here wants to take over the show, and he turned off our mic, so the only person who could be heard was him.
But some people were heard on my mic.
Ooze out.
Right, yeah.
But some people were heard on my mic.
Right. Conspiracy theories abound. So, Johnny Pack.
Yes.
You're welcome back here anytime. So hopefully your experience was an enjoyable one, and you know, bring some more music next time around. More dedications and requests, that sort of thing.
Okay, I will.
All right. Just let us know when you want to be back on the show, and we'll get you rocking and rolling and expose you to some more underground music. That's what we do here on Outside the Dive.
What do you think of Pitch Shifter and Mac McGee?
It's pretty cool being here with Pitch Shifter and Mac McGee.
Awesome.
All right. That wasn't coached at all. I'll give you your $5 later, kid. All right.
Thank you.
It is getting towards the top of the hour, so we are going to scoot on out of here. And before we do that, I just want to thank our sponsor, Mr. Mark Picciarelli, for his continued support of this radio show. And if you want to support this show or any show that is on WVLP, you can do so by calling 476-9000. That is 476-9000. Or visit the website at www.wvlp.org. All the information on how to become a member and or sponsor is listed on the website. Now, when you're on the website, maybe Outside the Dial is not your thing. And here at Outside the Dial, you know, Mac and Hirsch and Johnny Pack, we're cool with that. Click the programming grid. I'm sure you'll find something on WVLP's vast programming that will suit your ear. If you want to send us an email, send it to OutsideTheDial@yahoo.com. It's OutsideTheDial@yahoo.com. Questions, concerns, comments. You're in the band. You want to get stuff heard on this show. You want to say hi to Johnny Pack. You want to say hello again to Mac the Face Radio McGee since he's been out of touch for the past year and his past a little bit hazy. Maybe we'll get into that a little bit next show, another time.
Maybe.
For that.
Sounds good.
Send us an email, outsidedial@yahoo.com. It's outsidedial@yahoo.com. Become our friend on MySpace, myspace.com/outsidethedialradio. Hirsch has a blog set up for the radio show, outsidedial.blogspot.com. Sooner or later, we're going to get a website for the show. I've been saying all month I was going to get a website, and I just have to do it. I just have to get off my lazy behind and do it. Shows are being replayed on Live 365, so you could hear this show again on Live 365. Just go to Live365.com. Search Outside Dial with the spine stations that played. We're the seven stations that comes up. We got about 4 or 5 weeks worth of shows on there and a whole bunch of other shows we cannot fit on a one-hour show here on Saturday nights on WVLP. So that's it. Johnny Pack, thanks for being here.
It's a pleasure being here, actually.
And
so
Mac,
I'll come here anytime.
Thank you very much, Mac the Face of Radio McGee. Thanks again for being
here.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see everybody next week on Outside Dial Pitch Shift on WVLP.
I'm making radio shows for fun. If everybody does it, everybody I know does. Shut up!
We gotta say goodbye for the summer. Darling, I promise you this, I'll send you all my love every day in a letter sealed with a kiss. Guess it's gonna be a cold, lonely summer. Goodbye for the summer.